98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Weekly Blast.
Whether it's real or imagined, hope is a powerful thing. It can be a sports fan's greatest forever friend. And after one of the messiest opening months in recent memory, the Cardinals are 2-2 and tied for first place, and the Cardinals have hope. Hope that their offense is finally ready to click. Hope that their defense might be okay as long as J.J. Watt remains on the field. Hope that their head coach can finally max out his talent like Vance Joseph seems to be doing with his. Hope that this time the Cardinals will run with their latest reprieve. Hope that the green horde of Eagle fans filling up State Farm Stadium on Sunday will make the Cardinals feel like a road team and not the team that seems only capable of playing dead at home. Now, odds makers do have their doubts. After four games, the Cardinals are a growing long shot to participate in the Super Bowl that Glendale is hosting, and that's because odds makers look at teams with clarity and without heart, with zero emotion, and they see the Cardinals have struggled to beat two bad teams, went 15 quarters without holding a lead in regulation, and they still have a defense held together by storm doors and duct tape. But we have hope for another 5 days at least, which is way more than I thought we were going to have at halftime on Sunday.